coming in as Lube. Hilladijk centered it.
Flame bench, there's all kinds of excitement going on there.
Scores! Roll the highlight reel. 6-0 Flames.
Here it goes, put it in the wind column.
Yeah, baby, yeah, baby, yeah, baby.
This is Flames Talk with Pat Steinberg and Aaron Vickers on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Okay, let's get this hour going. Welcome to the South Okanagan Event Center in Penticton, British Columbia. Welcome to the 2024 Young Stars Classic, and welcome to this hour of Flames Talk. Steinberg and Aaron Vickers of NHL.com along with you, Apple, Spotify, Amazon, wherever you get your podcasts, and welcome to the Sports Drive, brought to you by Calgary Lock and Safe. Treat yourself with up to $500 in savings of fire-resistant gun safes. Explore the full line of safes at Calgary Lock and Safe. .com. Say hello to Vix. Hi, buddy. How we doing over there?
We're doing fantastic, pal.
And we got a special guest to kick off this hour. Jacob Pelche is going to join us a little bit later on this hour. He has just signed his one-year two-way deal with the Flames on this Friday. But that is later this hour. Right now, we bring in the VP of Hockey Operations of the Calgary Flames, Assistant General Manager, and the gentleman in charge of the American League Calgary Wranglers, who's going to have a close eye on this Young Stars Classic here in Penticton. Brett Pascal joins us here live at the South Okanagan Event Center. Hello, VP. How are we doing?
Hi, Pat. Hi, Aaron. Great to be a part of this, and thanks for having me on.
It's great to be back here in the Okanagan. Hey, it's always a you know this area well. It's always a good time to be out here, hey?
Yeah, it's a great spot. Great building, and yeah, we're so excited to see our prospects, you know, a lot of them for the first time in our jersey, so it's, you know, it's going to be, it's great. And then at the same time, you get to see other teams' prospects too, right? And how they match up with their peer group, and it's a really good tournament. You know, three games go by pretty quick, but yeah, we're all really excited to be here.
It really is a pretty helpful tool for the players in terms of these young players getting an opportunity to jump into a NHL training camp with some high leverage games under their belt. But it's also a big tool for you and the hockey op staff, isn't it? And trying to, you know, if you're building the Wranglers, you're looking at this team, you and the rest of the hockey op staff are building the NHL team and seeing who might be an option down the road, so on and so forth. How valuable a tool is this for your group?
Really valuable, and you're right, Pat. I mean, this kicks off the hockey season for everybody, but especially for the Calgary Flames, and you know, for the guys, this is their time to shine, and a lot of their performance here. I mean, we talked about it as a group. We talked about it in our first meeting with this group yesterday. Of just, you know, hey, the development camp this summer was about getting to know each other, getting to know the staff, a little bit on systems and that type of thing, and now. You flip it over, and we're in Penticton. These are, you know, you have real live bullets going on, and this is where, you know, this is part of the evaluation process, and it really starts here for a lot of these guys. It's, you know, they're going to get in two or three games here, and you know, this would dictate, you know, if they get and how many games they get at the main camp. So for a lot of the guys, this might be their only time to get in. Let's call it an exhibition game,
yeah.
Per se. So it's, and others will, you know, we'll play a number of exhibition games with the Calgary Flames, but it's all part of the evaluation. And, you know, that's why we have some of our scouts here. We have all of our management here. Ryan Husk is here, you know, and we're all, this is the first step of the evaluation process. For all these players.
So in terms of that evaluation process, what are you looking for? Because this goes well beyond goals, assists, saves, wins, losses. This is a big tool that the organization has at its disposal to really kick off evaluations. As you mentioned, sometimes you're seeing players for the first time in a Flames jersey. You're seeing other players who have played in the organization before after a summer of development. What is the evaluation process like?
You know, I think we have these players pegged, right, of who they are, what their strengths are, and we know what they can do. But I think overall the message for us and what we're looking for is just competitiveness and second efforts on puck and digging for pucks and coming out with loose pucks and driving to the net. And I think that's the theme of, you know, the organization overall.
Yeah.
Not that it hasn't been in the past, but, you know, starting today, like that's having competitive players. And you know, whether you're a skilled guy or you're a defensive forward or a defenseman, it's, you know, it's bringing that extra juice every time. You know, we understand, hey, this is, you know, this is the first game of the season for these guys. They're going to make mistakes, and we understand that. But, you know, the compete has to be there. And that's something that, you know, as we sit, to answer your question, is, you know, you're looking at the obvious of what players shine and who gets points and this and that. But I think overall it's just competitiveness as each individual and collectively as a group.
How much do you, not necessarily direct it directly to a player, but reinforce the message of, play the game that got you to this point in your career? We don't want you to be a wallflower or be shy or tentative. If you're a skilled offensive defenseman, play that game. If you're a stay-at-home defenseman, play that game. Is that sort of the message that shines through?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And in saying that, I mean, we did have development camp. I think there was only one player, one of our goaltenders, didn't attend development camp this year. Just with other commitments that he had. But absolutely, that's, I mean, we had one practice with this group yesterday. So, you know, it's whatever you have in your toolbox and why we drafted you, why we brought you here, that's what you got to show. But at the same time, what I mentioned earlier is, and be competitive.
Brett, you've got only a few guys with AHL experience here. I mean, Grushnikov, Stromgren, Morton, you know, only a few guys that have got some significant AHL games under their belt already. But how much do you and Trent's coaching staff lean on them to kind of drive the bus here on the ice, off the ice, all of that? How much are you counting on them?
We are, yeah. Like, the, you know, I'd say the veteran guys, if you will. Now, Morton came and joined the Wranglers.
He's only got like 20 AHL games under his belt. But
yeah, so, you know, I think we identified those guys. We three of them are wearing A's, if you will, as the alternate captains, Stromgren, Morton, and Siona. And, you know, these players...
Oh, I forgot about Siona as well, full year in the American
absolutely.
League.
Absolutely. Yep. So, you know, these players are, you know, it's in a short event like this, but, you know, you want them to drive the bus a little bit. They got a little bit more experience, per se. And you know, for us, we know the character of those guys, so we think it's good. And, you know, just of like, hey, where the meal is, where is this, and what we're doing, and make sure they're following along. So, yeah, that's part of it as well. And I think it's just familiarity of having the guys together, development camp, and then bleeding into this year.
We're chatting with Brad Pascal, Flames VP of Hockey Ops and Assistant General Manager. And I guess let's get into some of the names here that will also make and potentially be big parts of the American League team with the Wranglers this year. And I guess maybe starting in net, because that's really interesting with a lot of goaltenders having moved on this summer. Jacob Markstrom's moved on. Oscar Dansk has moved on. Dustin Wolf has presumably moved up. All of a sudden, it feels pretty wide open in between the pipes, whether it's Valtteri Iheanacho, Connor Murphy, who's going to start this game against the Jets on Friday. Like, you've got a pretty interesting goaltending conversation on your hands, don't you?
Yeah, for sure. And hey, we rely a lot on Jordan Siglett, who oversees our goaltending, and you know, is the driving force of signing Iheanacho and Murphy and these type of guys. So, but yeah, it is wide open. And you know, like, Dustin obviously had a great, you know, career, if you will, in the American Hockey League. You know, whether he takes that next step to the NHL on a part-time, full-time basis, I mean, that's really up to him.
Yep.
It's up to him. And Devin Cooley's another goaltender that we really, really like. Signed him to a 2-year deal, and we feel he's going to be battling hard. So, you know, at the end of the day, the NHL is all about, hey, who's the best player at that time? And you know, we'll make that decision in early October when we have to. But between now and then, it's a wide-open battle, and that's what makes it exciting. And specifically on the American League team, you see where the NHL is going to go and what the NHL, you know, what they're going to produce and who ends up there, and then whoever makes it in the American League is going to get a lot of ice time and be ready for a call.
Well, it's got to be nice. You'd think, you know, let's whether it's Dustin or Devin, who is starting the year as kind of that number one guy with the Wranglers, nice to have that guy paired with, whether it's Iheanacho or Murphy or however it looks like, it's a pretty solid AHL veteran that they'll have as a tandem mate, hey?
Definitely, yeah, definitely. And we've been, you know, specifically in the Wranglers, we've been blessed to have, you know, top goaltender, MVP 2 years in a row, right? So to have Dustin there, you know, that's been a real strength of the organization and the strength of the Wranglers team. But we're happy with some of these guys that we've come in and why we signed them, and it's up to them to show us what they got.
Do you want to keep going on goaltenders?
No, if you have another on goalie, by all means.
No, not really. I guess there's so many different names that are interesting that are going to be playing here that could make an impact on this American League team. So, Vix, you go next. I'm just curious as to where you're.
That's perfect, because I was going to go William Stromgren, and I had the opportunity to talk to him this morning. And the thing that actually caught my attention most was Craig Conroy at development camp, who indicated that Stromgren was year over year the most improved prospect in the organization. When you think back to where he was in September as a rookie, as a Swede in his first year in North America to where he ended up. What did you see in the progression of his game?
Yeah, well, I just a blanket statement on that. The American League is about progression and development, and that's one thing, you know, starting last week when we had coaches meetings together is you know, what I stress is like progression of players. So the day one here or day one of the Wranglers, if that's where they play, to the last game is how they progress. And specifically William, Craig and I talked about it, and obviously he was witness to the games, but William's progression was exceptional. I think the first half of the year he was feeling things out and just getting to, you know, getting comfortable and especially with the North American style mm-hmm. game, you know, that's real, and you can ask William about it. It's real. The size of the ice, the systematic play of just North American style versus what he was used to, and it took him a little bit. And then the second half, I mean, he's a smart player. He was using his body. He was finishing hits, but you know, he's a smart, skilled player as well, and it really really showed. And we were really excited about that. So yeah, he's a guy that had a good summer. You know, you're excited about these guys. He's one of them. You know, you don't want to get too excited because everybody progresses at a different pace, right? So like, you know, is he going to step right into the NHL at the start of the year? Maybe, you know, maybe. But at the end of the day, if it's going to take him another full season or a season and a half in the American League before he's ready, then that's his progression, yeah. Right? But the last half of last year, we were really excited about where he ended up, and he knows he's the first one to tell me is, hey, he wants to keep building on that. So, yeah, we're excited, and we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, what's the challenge in year two for him when you have such a sort of sharp trajectory in the second half of the season? You can't necessarily take that momentum, but you can take that vibe and that sense of accomplishment from where your game was to where it's trending. What's the challenge to keeping him on that track?
Yeah, it's probably, for him, it's just, you know, you're going to get more opportunity, right? More ice time. We're going to rely on him more. And this is saying that if he does get sent to the Wranglers, of course, right? But if that's the case, that, you know, he's going to be relied upon more and looked at more for making a big play and playing to the system and producing at a, you know, at a very good level. So,
Brad, last hour we were talking about some names that we're really interested in seeing, and one of the names I pointed out was Sam Morton, who joined your group late last year and immediately jumped in and was helping your offense. At 7 points, including 5 goals in those 13 regular season games, was helpful for you there in the playoffs as well. What allowed him to go right from playing at Minnesota State, have like a day or two, and then jump in and not meaningless American League games? Like, your group was fighting tooth and nail right to the end, trying to lock down a home playoff date. Like, what allows a guy to be able to jump in from one level to the next and not really have much of an adjustment period?
Yeah, no, it's funny. I chuckle because when Sam came in, I mean, college hockey, they play, you know, essentially every weekend.
And, yeah.
And he was a player we're really excited about. He was identified. We watched him during the year, stayed in touch with his advisor, and then, you know, had a number of conversations with him, and ultimately he chose us, and which is a great thing. He wanted to be a Calgary Flame, but for him, I mean, he's a little bit older, right? Like he's not a 19-year-old, so that helped.
Yeah, I guess he was 24 when he joined your group.
Exactly. So I think that brings, you know, he brings some experience and maturity to his game. But, you know, we knew what kind of player he was. He was a smart, skilled player, and that showed. But anyways, why I chuckled is he came in, and it just happened to be the busiest time of the schedule for the Wranglers, where at the time, I can't remember, but we played 8 games in 12 days, right? So it's just like, and we were down a couple players, couple injuries, couple call-ups. So he came in and was like, he was playing like 20-plus minutes right away for us, right? So, like, he didn't have any time to, like, dip his toe in the sand or dip his toe in the water, and he was right at it. And so I found that humorous a little bit because it was – he didn't even really have time to think. He was like, here's the American League, and I'm all in now. So, but, yeah, he's another player that you know, I think he's going to show well here for his first rookie camp and his first full season of pro. And you know, you can never have too many centermen. So.
Well, and now 25, he's a guy that really could pop at an event like this, hey? Like, that's a significant gap compared to some of the other guys. And this is a real opportunity for him to put himself even more on the radar.
Yeah, no question. And he's not the only one, right? Like, as I said earlier on, like, this is an evaluation for these guys. This is, you know, they haven't had a lot of time to prep, one practice, but this is an evaluation for us to see these guys and see what they can do, and then how that translates into main camp, and which starts next week. So this is their time, and this is their time to get meaningful minutes, meaningful situations that they may or may not get come main camp. So
last one on Morton. What's it say? I didn't know this. I talked to him earlier on Friday. What's it say that he's been in Calgary since like early July and did not go back home after development camp? What's that say about a young man's commitment level and you know, continuing to grow here?
That's who he is. And I mentioned that, you know, when we signed him, like, he chose Calgary. He really loves Calgary, and he wanted to be a Calgary Flame. You know, he knows his age, obviously, and he, you know, he determines that he's a late bloomer, and you know, he's got a goal to play in the NHL. And yeah, you love that about him. You love the drive, and, you know, he's not the only one that you know, committed himself to do that. You know, but he's a player that you know, but really likes Calgary and wants to be a Flame.
Brad, perhaps the two forwards that pique my interest the most, Stromgren's one, Sam Honzik is another, just with the draft pedigree, with the difficulties he went injury-wise last year, with the thought of turning pro potentially this season. Is he one of those players that you're going to be keeping a close eye on as well, just because of the nature of how things have gone, but the package that he presents as well?
Yeah, I mean, the obvious statement for me is, like, who am I watching here? I mean, you're watching everybody, but, you know, the first round picks of you know, of him and Gridden and Parakhin, yep. You know, I think everybody that's a Flames fan, I mean, those are the guys you're keeping an eye on. But Sam, yeah, Sam definitely, you know, I think, you know, he trained with Martin Pospisil all summer, and it's noticeable. One of the areas he had to get was stronger, you know, head to toe as a young player. They all do, but he especially. And, you know, he's coming in with a great attitude, and, you know, he really wants to show why we selected him in the first round.
How much do you think that time in Slovakia with Martin Pospisil would help a guy like Sam Honzik?
Really helped him. You know, right from the get-go at the end of last season, Martin Pospisil, you know, I sat and talked to him, and he, you know, he asked me what I thought about if Honza came and trained with him, and I said, I think it's a great idea. It's, you know, it's as long as you're okay with it.
Nice.
Said, yeah, absolutely. I want to take him under my wing. Obviously the Slovaks want to stick together, but you know, it was something that he took the initiative of doing that, and Honza was, you know, accepting and really excited about it. So, and I think, as I mentioned, he's shown, like, you can just tell, and you've seen him on and off the ice here, and you know, he's made some good improvements, and that's a positive thing for the organization.
Last two guys I want to ask you about are both in the back end. What did you learn about Grishnikov in his short time with the Wranglers last year after the Tanev trade? What did we learn about Grishnikov in his stretch with the team?
Well, of why we acquired him is what I saw. He's big, he's long, and he's just steady. He's a steady player. He'll finish hits. You know, he's a guy that doesn't, you know, he's not going to be carrying it end to end and rushing the puck and scoring 15, 20 goals a season. He's big, strong, and steady. And that's his calling card. That's what we knew. That's why we acquired him. And that's what I noticed from the day we acquired him.
And finally, on Brustevich, who's now a 20-year-old. He's eligible to play for the Wranglers this year. Assuming that he does not make the Flames out of camp, and you never want to limit anybody, but what's the challenge of playing defense as a 20-year-old in the American Hockey League?
Well, it's a, you know, I think he'll learn that it's a big step, and it's a good league. But, you know, this we're talking about a high-end player with sense and skill. So, you know, I think he'll work his way out. But all young players, whether it's defenseman or forward, coming to the American League, you know, it takes a little bit of time. And you know, we'll see, but I anticipate that, you know, there'll be some bumps in the road, but this guy is a skilled, smart player. That another guy that had a great summer, worked hard, and you know, I think we're going to see the proof in the pudding here.
Great stuff as always, BP. Thanks for hanging out with us for a little bit. Really appreciate the time.
No problem. Yeah, happy to see you guys. Thanks
so
much.
Enjoy the game.
Enjoy the game. You bet.
Brad Pascal is the VP of Hockey Ops and Assistant General Manager of the Calgary Flames, joining us here in our little press box area at the South Okanagan Event Center and the Young Stars Classic for 2024 here in Penticton, B.C. It is our first game of the Young Stars Classic on this Friday night. The Flames will be taking on the Winnipeg Jets Friday. Saturday night, they'll do a little prospects version of the Battle of Alberta. And then Monday, it's the Flames and Canucks. Those two teams will wrap up the Young Stars Classic. It's Steinberg and Aaron Vickers along with you. A little earlier on this Friday, the Flames made an official signing, Jacob Pelche, to a one-year, two-way deal. It's an $800,000 average annual value. A little bit of a bump on the AHL money as well. Right around where Klapka is, right around the six-figure, 100,000 mark on the AAV for Jacob Pelche in his next deal. So it's a one-year, two-way deal for Pelche, and his second contract in pro hockey is now signed, sealed, and delivered, and he's good to go. I guess it'll be the third contract in pro hockey, and we'll see what Pelche is able to do this year in training camp. We'll also be talking to Jacob Pelche momentarily here on Flames Talk. Hey, from the Golden Arches comes the Big Arch, the biggest bite on the menu, now available at participating McDonald's restaurants. 2 quarter-pound, 100% Canadian beef patties with no artificial preservatives or flavors, sourced from Canadian ranches and farms. The Big Arch is perfectly layered with 3 slices of white processed cheese, crispy onions, pickles, lettuce, slivered onions, and a new tangy, delicious Big Arch sauce. It's more McDonald's to love. Try the Big Arch today.